will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
My name's Chris Searle. The show's Time Travel. Here with you till 7 p.m. You're gonna love today's show. That's a WMFO guarantee. WMFO is in Medford, Massachusetts. It's 91.5 FM on your radio dial.
Yes, it means I'm free.
No.
Follow to the letter your itinerary. This badge of shame will show it till you die. It warns you're a dangerous man.
I stole a loaf of bread. My sister's child was close to death. We were starving.
You'll starve again unless you learn the meaning of the law.
Know the meaning of those 19 years. A slave of the law.
5 years for what you did. The rest because you tried to run. Yes, 24601.
My name is Jean Valjean.
And I'm Javert. Do not forget my name.
Do not forget me.
24601.
Never forget the years, the waste. Nor forgive them for what they have done. They are the guilty, everyone. The day begins, and now let's see what this new world will do for me.
I love you back. I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you've ever seen. Do it, scream from the haters. Body type, scream to it. I guess every superhero needs theme music. No one man should have all that power. The clock ticking, I charge half the hours. Stop tripping, I'm ripping off the power.
Time Travel with Chris Searle here with you till 7 p.m.
Get away from her, you bitch!
danger of finding another man. Is it easy to sleep in the bed that we made? When you don't look back, I guess the feelings start to fade away. Oh, I used to feel your fire, but now it's cold inside. And you're back on the street like you didn't miss a beat, yeah. Tell me what it takes to let you go. Tell me how the pain's supposed to go. Tell me how it is that you can't sleep even now without thinking you lost everything that was good in your life to the toss of the dice. Tell me what it takes to let you go. Hung me out to dry. It was easy to keep all your lies in disguise, 'cause you had me in deep with the devil in your eyes. Tell me what it takes to let you go. Tell me how the pain's supposed to go. Tell me how it is that you can't sleep in the night without thinking you lost everything that was good in your life to the toss of the dice. Tell me what it takes to let you go. Guitar.
Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
So next up, we have the All Frills Comedy Club. The comic is Chris Earle. So let's enjoy the clip.
Before we start the show, I just want to make sure everybody has their ringers off on their phone and not to chit-chat over the comedians, because these guys are awesome and show you what they're made of. So sit back, enjoy the show, let your hair down. Like I said, it's the All Frills Comedy Hour, and we're going to have a good time. Okay, we have a very special host for you tonight. He's a WMFO personality, DJ. He's a close friend of mine, and he is going to make you laugh your ass off. Give it up for Chris Earle. What's up, everybody?
Be here. If I knew we were going to be on camera, I would have worn like a nice jacket or something. But I decided to wear this, you know, because I'm fat, you know, I want to be comfortable. We got seven comics. Any of the comics that don't know when they're going up, come and see me. Otherwise, it'll be a surprise. Yeah. I came in on the choo-choo. Anybody come in on the choo-choo train? I like just saying that, choo-choo. It's awesome. It brings us all back to kindergarten. Everybody likes the choo-choo. Come on, ride the train, choo-choo, ride it. Everybody go. Right? Come on, ride the train, choo-choo, ride it. Nice. Or if you're a little harder, maybe a little Aerosmith, you know? The train kept a rolling. Train kept a rolling, oh, not long. In the heat, I'm in love. I just got to tell you. Steven Tyler. It's not bad. I bet you weren't expecting a 230-pound fat guy doing Steven Tyler tonight. You guys are looking at me like, what's Jerry Springer's little brother doing here? A few of younger people like, what's the seventh grade math teacher doing here? And a few of you are like, just tell me a joke, fat boy. It's Thursday night. I don't have all night. I'll tell you one of the things I like about Patrick Swayze. He doesn't make movies anymore. How do you like me now, Malden? Is that where we are? We in Malden? I took the choo-choo. I didn't even know where I was. I was supposed to go to Oak Grove, but I ended up here. Did you hear Hollywood? They decided to greenlight Ghost 2, starring Patrick Swayze. How do you like me now, Malden? No, I like Patrick Swayze. I liked him. He was the guy that beat the Russians. He was the Wolverine guy. You know, in that movie, The Red Dawn? That was a good flick. Yeah. Remember that song, She's Like the Wind?
Yep.
The theme for Ghost 2 is going to be He's in the Wind. How do you like me now, Malden? Good to see you. You're going to lighten up to me. You're going to love me by the end of the show. Because I'm going to do 55 minutes. And I'm not even going to bring up the first comic until you smile. She's smiling at me. You're smiling. You guys are smiling. I can't tell what you guys are doing because I'm getting blinded by this giant light. And I'm like half vampire, so I feel awful right now. Nice to be here. I'm not very political, but let me ask you this. If Russia attacked Turkey in the rear, would Greece help? How do you get a one-armed man out from a tree?
Pull his leg.
Wave. Pull his leg.
Yeah.
It's not bad. Why did the monkey fall out of the tree? It was dead.
Oh, boy.
What's the difference between an oral thermometer and an anal thermometer? Oh. The taste.
Oh.
Is that going to make it on public access? Is that going to make that? It's good to be here. Nice to be here. I grew up poor. I was so poor, my bologna didn't have a first name. My mustard had an alias. It's Frenchie. He was from Dorchester.
Oh, Jesus.
I was so poor I couldn't afford to pay attention. Pow. My third grade nephew helped me write those jokes. I had to give him a carton of Marlboros and a six pack of Bud Light, but he's a good kid, strong kid, I like him a lot. His name is Mike. He's a pretty tough guy. pretty good. But I grew up poor mostly because my dad was cheap. My dad's always been cheap. This past Christmas, my dad gives me scratch tickets. They were all scratched. And then he had the balls to say, "Did you get any winners?" No, Dad. No. Then for my birthday, he gives me a birthday card. Inside the birthday card, $25 off coupon if I spend $100 at the Home Depot. Not a $25 gift certificate. $25 off if I spend $100 at the Home Depot. Cheap prick. I don't get it. I mostly grew up, I grew up poor, like you're saying, my dad was cheap. And Easter, we never had an Easter egg hunt when I was a kid. Dad made us pick up all the pine cones on the lawn. It was the great pine cone hunt of 1978. And the winner got to rub Dad's back. Nothing like a nice sap rub on the resurrection. And whatever was left, we just glazed the ham with it. Actually, it was spam. We were poor. Did I mention that? What's going on over there? You guys breaking up into discussion groups? What's happening? You guys ordering the 10-cent wings? What do you got?
Starving.
10-cent wings, right? It's the no-brainer. Yeah. Let's hear it for the 10-cent wings, everybody. Yeah.
Street Station 10-cent wings. You can't beat that.
Guy like me, I could eat like 24 of those, like $2.40. You know what's awesome too? If you go to the bathroom, there's a scale before the bathroom so you can weigh yourself before you take a shit. Can I say that on a public access?
No.
Probably not. Yeah. That's all right. I didn't sign any waivers. I'm very, very big. You guys Google me tomorrow, Chris Rohn. You'll be like, I saw that guy. Wow. You guys like Eddie Murphy?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's funny. Man, he's really funny. I wish he were here right now. I think you guys would really enjoy him. A lot of people are talking about time travel. All right, who am I bullshit? Nobody's talking about time travel. But are you guys ready for a comedy show? Are you guys warmed up? You guys are warmed up because you need your 10-cent wings. We got to get like a... Is there a waitress coming around getting you guys some 10-cent wings? And you guys already ate. You guys are good. Yeah. Raise them high. Thursday night here. Pearl Street Station. Salute. I will be with you until the remainder of the show as your host. I hope you have a wonderful time. I'm sure you will. And thanks again to Jeffy Ferguson putting this all together. Let's hear it for Jeff.
Well, that was funny.
Yeah.
Chris Earl, it was done in 2008 at the Pearl Street Stadium Restaurant, open mic. And that's right here in Malden.
Oh.
Yeah, and he has he's a laid-back urban guy. He's really funny, like a lot of guys I've seen around with the jokes and
He likes Patrick Swayze a little bit.
Yeah.
Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, on that idea.
I got the Patrick Swayze thing wrong too.
Yeah.
Did he have the dance moves like at the end of Dirty?
No, he didn't do any dance moves. No, he's not like that. But he has some form of that. I bet they were compared to what we see in the clubs that we go to, that it's very tame.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Right, guys. Yeah, yes. we've heard worse.
Yeah,
but this is cable access, mind you. And he's talking about his life experiences. I think that's the best way to tell jokes, is your own personal stuff.
That's true.
Yes, just my life experiences about getting a $25 coupon and all that other stuff about being fat. Yeah, so somewhere along the way, that showed up on YouTube, and I found it, and I'm like, well, you guys recorded me, I'm recording you. That's how it works. Bully the bullies, everybody. I have no idea how that got out there, but that was me about 10 years ago. And they do say a couple of nice things, because the kids don't know who the hell Patrick Swayze really is. But anyway, time travel's here with you until 7 p.m. My name is Chris Earl. We are jumping all over the place today. I hope you enjoy it. I thought I put together a hell of a show for you. It's time travel here with you till 7.
Woman in the corner.
man, all she wants is a pain. Ain't got a man, so she goes to a club. She thinks it's classic, but it's really a pub. But that's the kind of place where she likes to go. The bitch got a problem, cause she thinks she's so
sophisticated.
To be friends and don't want that thing. Talk like this, don't talk slang. Do anything to get that thing. Tries to be chic and playing it off. Peeking through the window, so I'll take her clothes off. Nasty girl, a stone cold freak. Staying in the bed a whole goddamn week. Coming and leaving, guys serving up storms. From execs with checks, boys from the dorms. Never kept a name, never seen her face. She can pass them in the street like it never took place. I know she's a hoe, so I'ma go expose the funky bitch, cause she thinks she's so
sophisticated.
This affects all of us, man. Our basic freedoms.
I'm staying. I'm finishing my coffee. Enjoying my coffee.
Your name.
did you lose it on the wall playing tic-tac-toe? Yo, check the diagonal. Three brothers gone, come on. Doesn't that make it three in a row?
Anger is a gift.
Come on! On the level of our unconsciousness. For example, what does the billboard say? Come and play, come and play. Forget about the movement.
Anger is a gift.
Driving has a rhythm all its own.
Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Valjean, at last, we see each other plain. Monsieur Le Maire, you'll wear a different chain.
Before you say another word, Javert, before you chain me up like a slave again, listen to me. There is something I must do. This woman leaves behind a suffering child. There is none but me who can intercede. In mercy's name, 3 days are all I need. Then I'll return. I pledged my word. Then I'll return.
You must think me mad. I've hunted you across the years. Men like you can never change a man such as you.
Believe like you, but you will. There like is a duty I'm sworn to change. Do. You know nothing two, of four, my six, life. Oh, all one. I did was steal some bread.
My duty is to the law. You have the world. Right. Come you with me, 2, 4, 6, so oh, dead.
Now but not before I see this just as
Jean Valjean means nothing now. Dare you
I am warning you, Javert.
And the price you had to pay. Every man is born in sin. Every man must choose his way. You know nothing of Javert. I was born inside a jail. I was born with scum like you. I am from the gutter too.
Two, four, six, oh, one. I love that one. It's a confrontation from Les Mis. That's from the movie. So it's Hugh Jackman and Russell Crowe just talking over each other. Pretty much what people do when they're opposed to one another. They just talk over and over, over one another, and no one's listening. They're fighting, and you know either that or there's just strict silence, like nothing. What's worse? 855-915-9636 is the phone number. My name's Chris Earle, and I'm here with you until 7 p.m. Just playing whatever today. Whatever you like. Whatever I like, whatever you like. Call in, I'll play it for you. Unless I don't like you. And then I won't play it for you. Then you can go screw.
WMFO Medford.
can't you see he's the man? Let me hear you applaud. He is more than a man. He's a shiny golden god.
You're listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle, only on WMFO Medford.
Told me, boy, you pack your bag. peachy kind of girl. Eyes were hazel and a nose slightly curved. We spent a lonely night at the Memory Motel. It's on the ocean, I guess you know it well. A honey of a girl. Her eyes were hazel, her teeth were slightly curved. She took my guitar and she began to play. She sang a song to me, stuck right in my brain. You're just a memory of a love that you. To me, so much to me. Green and blue. The ties were wearing thin. She turned on my eye. When I asked her where she headed for, back up to Boston, I'm singing in a bar. I got to fly today on down to Baton Rouge. My nerve is shot already. The road. Out of my mind. I at the bottom, I
Yo, what up, yo? This is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is, one. With coke and a dollar bill, stems and crack capsules.
It's Chris Earl here with you till 7 p.m. Show's time travel. Jumping all over the place today, playing whatever you want. Call on in.
You turned me on. You lit me up like the sweetest cup I shared with you. You lit me up. Don't you ever stop. I'm here with you. Now it's all or nothing, 'cause you said you follow through. You follow me, and I follow
what you. What you gonna do when things go wrong? What you gonna do when it all breaks up? What you gonna do when love burns down? What you gonna do when the flames go up? Who's gonna come and turn the tide? What's it gonna take
to make a dream survive?
Who's got the time
to calm a storm inside?
Who's gonna save you?
I live and kicking, stay until your love is.
one day more. Another day, another destiny. This never-ending road to Calvary. These men who seem to know my crime will surely come a second time, one day more.
I did not live until today. How can I live when we are parted?
One day more.
Tomorrow you'll be worlds away. And yet with you my world has started.
One more day all on my own.
Will we ever meet again?
One more day with him not caring.
I was born to be with him.
Not